Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, have one of the coolest jobs on the planet, getting to work with pre-service teachers. Anyway, I am passionate about seeing schools become bastions of creativity and wonder. And that's part of why I talk so often about design thinking. But this isn't just something to use in the classroom. This is actually something I use in my life all the time. So I'm going to share how I use design thinking to develop things like resources. And in particular, this is a resource for new teachers that I plan to be creating. So here we go. I want to start by saying that I would love your help. In the next few weeks, I plan on creating a free resource for new teachers. And again, I'm using the launch cycle to move from empathy and awareness into research and ideation before eventually creating this beta concept of what it's going to be. And I want to create something that new teachers will, well, actually use. And that's where I'm asking for your help. So if you go to this blog post on the blog, it's, you know, you can look it up at on spencerauthor.com. You'll notice that there's a survey. And so far, I have a ton of survey results connected to this. I think I've had close to, 150 to 200 people who have filled out the survey. I'm looking at it right now, 144 responses. So yeah, about 150. And as I look at it, I'm seeing trends and I'm making sense out of what the audience actually wants. And it's kind of interesting. For example, first year teachers, brand new teachers, they actually really like the idea of a YouTube video series. A weekly video series scored really, really high for them. A podcast for new teachers scored really, really low. Only 16 of them said they would want a podcast. So fascinating looking at the data. And what it tells me is, okay, I think I know what people kind of want. They're really wanting this weekly video series and a private Facebook group. So those are the two biggies. And so I'm going to try and make sense out of that. I'm going to try and kind of design it around those concepts. And that's where this idea of starting with the audience in mind or starting with empathy. And that's kind of the starting point for what I'm going to be designing. And here's how it works. So design thinking is a flexible framework for getting the most out of the creative process. And it's used everywhere. It's in the arts, in engineering, in the corporate world, in social and civic spaces. You can use it in every subject with every age group. And obviously right here, you can use it to create something like a product for people. Notice I didn't start with the product in mind. I don't know what I'm making for new teachers. I didn't start with the problem in mind. I don't know what the problem is that I'm trying to solve. I simply began with this general sense that new teachers that I work with have expressed a desire for more content aimed at them, in particular aimed at this idea of teaching differently. You know, not necessarily the same Harry Wong first days of school approach, but, you know, how can they be creative? How can they be innovative from day one? Is that even possible? And so that's kind of the general sense of where I'm coming from. And so I'm really starting out in this first phase of look, listen, and learn. Now, I want to explain something about the launch cycle. Although there are tons of great models, AJ Giuliani and I actually created this model that addressed some of the areas that were lacking in the other models. For example, we wanted to have a more flexible starting point. We wanted to have an explicit inquiry piece, a phase for research, and a final deliberate launch. We want students to, if they're going to spend forever designing something, launch it to a real audience. And that's the plan that I'm planning to use with this process, with this end product that I'm going to make for teachers. So I'm going to walk you through the L-A-U-N-C-H of this process, so you can kind of get a snapshot of how I'm using it. This may be, by the way, completely boring, and if it is, just turn this podcast off or leave a negative review or throw rotten fruit at me. I don't care. It's understandable. But maybe my thought is by showing you how I'm using it, you can get a sense of how it's used all the time in life. So let's start with look, listen, and learn. Right now, I'm simply trying to build empathy with my audience. I want to listen closely at the frustrations, successes, needs of the students. I want to look at what's all around and what I've observed from new teachers. I want to interview them, and I want to learn from them. And that's the look, listen, and learn. I also want to get a sense of preference for their formats. Do they want podcasts? Do they want videos, you know, a private Facebook group? You know, what is it that they really deep down inside want? I'm then moving to ask tons of questions. After the interviews and surveys, I'm going to jot down questions I have, and these questions will fuel the research phase. And I've already started developing some of the questions, like what other things are out there, what problems need to be solved, you know, why is time, you know, what does it mean to be effective with our time? Classroom management questions. And these are the questions that I have both about my audience, but also kind of the questions that they've come up with that are pain points. And that moves into the research phase, which is understand the process or problem. And I want to get a deeper sense of the larger problem, what teachers need, but also make sense out of the processes and systems that are already out there. I'll spend some time looking at how new teachers access media and resources. My big take home that I've seen is actually that new teachers in particular are on YouTube a lot more often, and you're only going to see that in the next 10 years or so, more and more new teachers who access content via YouTube. I'll spend some time doing market research and checking out what approaches others have used to solve these problems. And I'm really just going to spend some time doing research. And this is hard for me because I want to dive in and just jump in and do it. But I also know that I need to spend some time engaging in this research phase. I actually want to spend some time researching how to do better videos. And I've been doing some research. It's kind of a side project thing. But if videos is something that I'm hearing a lot of new teachers talk about, I'm going to find better ways to do videos. Well, after that, you move from the L and the A and the U into the N, which is navigate ideas. I will most likely start with a series of sketch notes and flow charts that I create. I will then sketch things out on a whiteboard and allow it to evolve for a few days. Afterwards, I'll create a short project plan with goals, tasks, and deadlines. And that will be the beginning place of where I can then move into create a prototype, which is the C. Here's where I start creating my finished product. It might be a blog, a podcast, a video series, private Facebook group. It might be a mix of different platforms and formats. And I'm going to spend some time making sure those things are interconnected so it feels seamless. And this is actually where, in the create a prototype phase, I'll also pull in some things from UX design theory as well and really think about that user experience. Next, I'll move into highlight and fix, and I plan to invite new teachers to test out the beta version of this resource. Here's a chance to get feedback from people who are actually going to use what I create. And finally, I'll move to the place where I launch it to the world. At some point, I'll do an official launch, and when that happens, I will move back into the first stage where I gain a deeper sense of empathy with my audience and start refining what I create based upon the feedback I received and the observations that I've made. And that's the process. So why such a long process? I mean, this is admittedly long. This probably looks, well, cumbersome. Why don't I just start a new teacher blog and run with it? Well, I've learned that those previous stages are really valuable in gaining a deeper understanding of what the audience actually needs. Now, I could skip the phases and end up creating something nobody wants. I could spend a year, 2 years, 5 years making something that nobody wants. I could avoid the ideation phase and miss out on that mental slack that leads to better ideas. I could skip the research phase and miss out on what others have done and tried and seen what works and doesn't work. If I'm going to spend months creating and adding to a resource for new teachers, I should probably spend a few weeks ahead of time making sure that it's actually what teachers want and need. And that right there is why I use design thinking. Again, it seems a little cumbersome. I understand that. It seems a little bit long. But if I spend 2 weeks going through every other phase of the launch cycle, and then a year or 2 years or 3 years creating something for new teachers, then that 2 weeks is time spent well. Hey, thank you for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I really appreciate it. And if you would do me a favor and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean the world to me. It's kind of how people find the podcast. It helps with the rankings and stuff like that. So anyway, and feel free to drop me a line. You can always email me at john@spencerauthor.com. I would love to hear what you're thinking.